A retirement home near Green Bay plans to evict residents on Medicaid. It's Monday, February 6th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Joe Schultz spoke to family members of seniors who will be evicted. And Danielle Kading reports on a Lake Superior island town which could lose round-the-clock policing. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A retirement home near Green Bay will evict residents on Medicaid, citing inflation and rising labor costs. Joe Schultz has more.
Brown County's Emerald Bay retirement community will no longer accept Medicaid funding next month. That means 15 residents must move out. That includes Lexi Woods' 96-year-old grandmother.
That just speaks to the lack of value we place on our aging population.
Emerald Bay received payment for its residents on Medicaid through a managed care organization, or MCO. The facility tried negotiating a better rate to offset rising costs, but had no luck. John Sauer is a senior living advocate.
Continuing to hope that the MCOs will adequately fund care and services for the provider community is no longer an appropriate strategy.
He says more facilities will be forced to make tough decisions without rate increases. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Northwestern Mutual plans to move nearly 2,000 employees from its Franklin campus back to downtown Milwaukee. They'll spend $500 million to redesign an older building for workers. They're the latest company to invest in new offices in Milwaukee. Fiserv Inc., Milwaukee Tool, and Kohl's all recently announced projects in the city. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman says he's encouraged by the growth downtown.
The more we can sort of pack people in to the downtown area, whether they be residents, workers, visitors, it benefits everybody.
During the pandemic, many offices across the state and nation moved to remote work. Milwaukee's office occupancy rate is around 60%. That is higher than the national average. A Lake Superior island town fears it may no longer be able to provide around-the-clock law enforcement. As Danielle Kading reports, Ashland County ended an agreement with the town of LaPointe that helped pay for policing costs.
The town on Madeline Island is home to around 350 people year-round, but in the summer, its population swells to 2,500. In the past, the county helped pay for the town's police service. That kept the sheriff's office from crossing the water to respond to calls. Now, Ashland County has cut off payments. LaPointe's Administrator Michael Kukta says they must come up with funds or cut police hours.
When we get to the summer point and we have more tourism and the bars are open, people can just imagine what the challenge is going to be if we can't afford a full-time police department.
The town filed a petition to lower Ashland County's levy limit and increase theirs to pay for the service. The county's attorney said the sheriff will continue to cover Ashland County, including the island town. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Young and middle-aged adults in Wisconsin are dying at a higher rate than ever before. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the death rates for young adults rose 96% over the last two decades. Behind the rise is a stark increase in overdose deaths. From 2001 to 2021, overdose deaths made up more than half of the mortality increase for Wisconsinites ages 20 to 49. Mark Sommerhauser is the lead author of the report, and he says the rise in overdose deaths show no sign of slowing down.
If the past is any indicator of where we're headed on overdose deaths, it's not good. Because, you know, they've just been increasing very steadily now for more than a decade.
Sommerhauser says the opioid crisis has to be a priority for policymakers if any change is to be expected. While a lot of the report's findings are bleak, there are some encouraging trends. Older adults are living longer, and deaths from stroke, heart disease, and cancer are going down. New data shows Wisconsin colleges and universities saw overall enrollment fall at a slower rate than neighboring states. Rich Kramer has more.
Across all public and private colleges in Wisconsin, enrollment declined by less than half of 1% last fall. That's according to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. Meanwhile, neighboring states saw declines of up to 4%. The Midwest reported the largest declines in the nation. Clearinghouse Research Director Doug Shapiro says that's because fewer kids are working their way through high school in the region.
It shouldn't be a surprise that on average, states in the Midwest and Northeast are falling faster than the West and South.
While enrollment was down at Wisconsin's public and private universities, the state's technical colleges reported nearly an 8% increase. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.